Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless. It's always great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lovestem right here on Radio Africana. It's another Wednesday. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoa, whoa.
And you know how we do it. Today, I've got with me the lovely, lovely, beautiful, gorgeous Remy.
Wow, my head is swelling. I'm blushing.
Green,
everything.
I know. Good to have you on the show. Can you just say hello to our lovely Lovestem listeners?
Hello, everyone in the UK. You're welcome to Lovestem.
Yep. And tell us who you are.
Okay, I'm Faye, simply Faye.
Yeah. We're good. Yes, this is Faye, and tonight, you know how we do it every Wednesday? We try to tweak things up and switch things up. So this Wednesday is going to be a different one. From the sound of our voices, I'm pretty sure you can tell that we are bringing loads and loads of banter and fun tonight. Yep. Do I tell them what tonight's topic is, or do we take a music break and then come back and tell them?
I think we should take a music break so we can relax a bit.
Okay.
And they can enjoy it.
Yes. So I'm going to set the tone a bit. Do not go anywhere, because when we come back, we are going to reveal the topic of the night. And you know how we do on the show. To be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. I'm going to take a short music break. Do not touch that dial. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back in no time. This is Jerry, and you're listening to Lovestem on Radio Africana.
Every breath that I take, your every step I make.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Lovestorm right here on Radio Africana. This is the show where we talk about love, drama, and everything in between. And tonight, we are talking about the cut of public opinion. Drum rolls, please. Yeah. So,
radio.
Thank you for that drum roll. Yeah. So tonight's case file on our love cut, and she's a judge. I'm also a judge, and we're going to be judging you tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready to judge.
Yep, it's going to be guilty or misunderstood. And also to you listeners, I would want you to be a part of this because we're going to be voting. You're going to give us your verdict after each message that I read out. You can also share your own experiences and we'll judge you.
Please share.
Yep. We'll say whether you were guilty or you're just being misunderstood. It's going to be fun. So at the end of the day, we would have our petty... How am I going to put it? We're going to be measuring the level of pettiness.
Yeah.
And say, who's the pettiest at the end of the night? So get your pens out and start making notes.
Yes.
Let's know who's guilty or who's just been plain... plain misunderstood. Share your own experiences. We want to see how petty you get. We want all the funny, ridiculous stories. You know, them petty things that we do in our relationships. I'm going to put you on the hot spot. Tell us a time when you've been petty in your relationship. It could be with your kids. It could be with your partner. Just any level of pettiness. Anytime you've been really, really petty.
Okay, I would say maybe on a day when... Okay, for instance, now I have someone coming and I just like feel like, oh, they don't really need to know and all that. Then later, you know, and the other person is angry with me. Oh, why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, why should I tell you? Oh. You understand? Mm. So something like that.
That's really petty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say what prompted this topic tonight is I was going to Instagram yesterday and there's this handle that I followed. We're talking about marriage and being in a blended family. So the guy had a son out of wedlock, and the son is older than his present wife's kids. So the boy was broke one time, and the wife sort of helped him out. He was trying to get through college and all that. He was struggling. So he came to his dad, and the dad said he was broke at the time. So the stepmom stepped in, and rather than saying thank you, the boy said, oh, do not think that you're going to buy my love with this money.
Wow. That is so mean. That is so, so mean.
The woman said, she didn't say anything, but that kind of stuck. Few months down the line, this guy was he then had this ailment that, and I think he didn't quite have the right insurance to cover it. He now came back to the stepmom to help foot the bills, and she said, oh, unfortunately I do not want to buy your love, so go meet your mom.
This is something I would do myself.
So that level of petty is something that I can do as well. So yeah, these are the kind of stories we want to hear tonight. We want you to tell us that moment where you were either petty or plain misunderstood. With this woman's own, I think she was misunderstood because I think it was the boy that was being a bit petty.
Yeah, it's the boy.
Yeah.
The boy misunderstood the love.
Exactly.
Because she did it out of genuine love.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my stepson, but he's just like my son as well. So I can't do this for anybody. Mm-hmm. So she did it out of good intention. But that boy definitely was petty.
Exactly. So So the first verdict tonight for that woman is being misunderstood. I think the other, the boy, yeah, the boy there was the petty one. So let us know that time where you've been either petty or misunderstood. And the number to text is 0744-881-1570. If you're listening from outside of the UK and want to be a part of the show, of course you can. We have listeners from across the globe. Just remember to put +44 744-881-1570. It's +44 744-881-1570. You can also find us on Instagram, is at Radio Africana, and we are currently live.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on Instagram, Faye, can you tell them your handle so they can find us?
So it's Faye Kemi Bangbushi.
Okay.
FeyikemiBangbose on Instagram.
Yes. So if you can find Faye Kemi Bangbushi on Instagram, you're going to be seeing me and Faye live on the show. And this is a first. Yeah. So hurry down to Instagram and catch a glimpse of what we are doing. If you're only just tuning in, it is Radio Africana.
Yeah.
And tonight we are talking about guilty or just misunderstood. Yep. So we're going to take the first one tonight. This one says, I told my girlfriend I was going for a night vigil. True is, I went to watch Arsenal play at my friend's house. Am I guilty or misunderstood? This is from Kunle. I'm going. Okay.
So, Kunle went to watch an Arsenal match.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell the friend.
He didn't tell his girlfriend.
He didn't tell his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's guilty.
Yeah. Kunle, you are guilty.
Guilty as charged.
Verdict number one for the night. Okay, this is Bola from Manchester. She said, yeah, I read the story on IG. I'm that woman, and that woman is me. Him and his son are not okay. The man is irresponsible. Even the boy does not have sense. That dad should know better. Yes, that's the. He is guilty as child. The boy is guilty as
child.
Yes, yeah. He should know better. I think for a child in college, you're not quite a baby anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
A child in college is like a 16, 17.
Exactly. So you should be smart
enough.
You should
be able to know. Yeah, smart enough to know.
Yeah.
The woman actually cares.
Exactly. Because I wouldn't really be bothered.
Yeah. I know if it's you, you will never be bothered, from the first time.
I'm not your mama. No, just joking. I'm not that mean. But yeah, well, sometimes you have to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Ada from Manchester. She says, my boyfriend came to my flat. He finished all my suya my brother brought from Nigeria. He said suya is for sharing. No, suya is not sharing. It's not like rice. So is he guilty or not?
It's not guilty, it's just being misunderstood. I don't think, what do you think?
I think he's being misunderstood.
Yeah.
You have to, there's love and sharing.
There's love and sharing.
You must love your seer that much. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's a good one. I think Ada doesn't like to share seer. Boyfriend lessons learned.
So we've got cutie. We've got another guilty, and then one misunderstood.
Yeah, I hope you listeners are taking and making notes.
Please make notes.
Yeah, we need to crown someone the pettiest tonight. We need to know who's Mr. or Miss Petty.
Yeah.
Thank you, B-Face, for joining in. Hello.
Hi,
we can
everyone.
See you. And to every other person watching, I'm saying a big hello to you. Okay, there's another one. It says, during winter, I told my babe to come over. She walked in the snow, and when she arrived, I said I was sorry, I was feeling tired and I couldn't come pick her up. She's still upset about it till today. Am I being misunderstood or just plain wicked? I've just texted in from Birmingham. You are
actually very deep. You're expecting your girlfriend. It's
nippy. It's cold. It's snowing.
And but I would say in the snow, it might be just difficult for him to drive out. But he could just have, you know, dressed up.
Exactly.
And go out to meet her. So if you really love her.
Exactly. She walked in the snow.
Yes. Even in the snow.
Like.
Yes. Love should go all the way, you know.
You are guilty. Extra guilty. Guilty as charged. Okay, we're going to go on a short music break. And we're going to be back in no time. If you're only tuning in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm here every Wednesday. And I'm more than happy to have with me tonight, Feyi.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And tonight we're talking about either being guilty or misunderstood. We want to know your level of pettiness, that time where you were petty. I want to know if you had a valid reason for it or you were just being plain petty or selfish. And we're taking a short music break. We'll be back. Do not touch that dial.
Yeah. Thank you. welcome back. It's still the Love Storm with Jerry and Radio Africana,
UK.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about guilty or misunderstood.
Then
we've got just two votes in for guilty and two votes in for misunderstood.
Oh,
so
is
if you
want
to join in, you can send your messages to us on WhatsApp. And just put, if you are not in the UK, all you just have to do is to put +44 07 44 88 11 570.
Yes, that's it. So if you're just tuning in, it's the Love Storm, and to be a part of the show, like Faye has just said, you need to text us on 0744 881 1570. And I have a voice note. The sender has chosen to go anonymous. I'll try to play it out so we can listen to what she said.
I love the show so much, so I want to be kept anonymous. So one of the petty things I've done in my life was, once I was going through a divorce, I shared a house with my ex, and before I left the house, I was about to vacate the house, I sold everything on Facebook Marketplace at a very, very cheap price, just because I felt like it and it was pissing me off. So yeah.
I think we've already got ourselves a clear winner. We've got ourselves a clear winner tonight.
Yeah.
If you didn't quite hear that, she said she was going through a divorce, and whilst going through the divorce, she was still in the same house as her ex at that point. What she then proceeded to do was sell off all the property on Facebook Marketplace, cleared the house in his absence, and sold them for cheap because she couldn't be bothered.
So petty.
Is she plain misunderstood or petty?
Petty.
If we had the petometer, she's just broken it.
Yeah.
You deserve exactly. Yes,
the scale is already broken.
And a plus. Because, oh no, I think I'm petty, but no, this tops every form of petty that I've been.
So, what's the verdict?
Guilty! Yeah. Okay, we have, this is Emeka from Manchester. He said, I borrowed my girlfriend's earpods just for a day. She saw them on my cousin's ear 3 weeks later. Guilty or just bad logistics? Come on now, like, Emeka, cover your face. How can you share earpods with your cousin? Like, with, so you're sharing it between, this is not even between anymore. This is like you, your girlfriend, and now your cousin. Like, this is now communal property. You are petty. This has nothing to do with logistics.
No, not at all.
Plain petty. We have another person. We're charging us guilty.
As charged.
Yeah. If you're only just tuning in and wondering what's going on, this is the Love Storm. We're here every Wednesday on Radio Africana. And what we do on the show is, we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. We do get serious, but on some days like this, when it's sunny, we just try to sweet things up a bit and make it fun. We're still sharing real life experiences, but we're just trying to make them light-hearted, like just make fun out of them, don't we? Yeah, because life isn't that serious, but we're still learning at the same time, like we'll usually do every Wednesday. We try to share our experiences and also learn from them. So we are not judging, we're only just making fun. This is just fun. We're having fun tonight, and when we say you're guilty, it's just us having fun, it's not us judging you. Okay, we have another message from Harriet in Manchester. She says, one time a co-worker got mad at me for taking the last donut at a meeting, even though I didn't know it was the last. The next day, she brought in a fresh box, taped a note to it, and said, for people who do not know how to share. She offered everyone Oh, for people who know how to share. Oh, okay, sorry. I'll take that again. So one time a coworker got mad at me for taking the last donut at a meeting, even though I didn't know it was the last donut. The next day, she brought in a fresh box, taped a note next to it that said, "For people who know how to share." She offered everyone except me. I just laughed, then ordered a dozen donuts for the office the following day, and I didn't offer her one. Sometimes you gotta match the energy. Yep. It is aura for.
That is being petty.
This is aura for aura. Petty, yes, for petty.
Petty for petty. Yeah.
We are crowning you, Harriet, Queen of Petty. Oh my goodness. Oh. Bless you. We have Dan from Lagos saying, "Tonight my network is terrible. It's just,
I think it's
breaking."
Not just you.
But babes, una de duty so. Thanks, Dan. It's not just the babes doing things. We've had a few men with your confessions as well. So I think it's just people being petty generally. Oh, and I do hope that your network does get better over there in Lagos. And thanks for texting in to everyone that's sending in messages tonight. Thank you as usual.
But what will really want people to make people to be petty? I would say maybe it's it's a sign of immaturity sometimes. Not every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
like
I agree.
Oftentimes is a sign of
immaturity.
For instance, you brought a box of donut. Keep it there.
Exactly. And everyone, I don't care if
do you need to put. Do you need to say? It's just a sign of immaturity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. And some people don't like sharing as well.
Yeah.
From what we can see tonight, a lot of people do not like sharing. Yeah.
So that's what I always tell one of my kids that. Share. You know, it's always good to share.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say no.
But some of us don't know what sharing is. Is what is mine is mine, and what is yours is ours.
So we've got 5 guilty and 2 misunderstood.
A lot of us are guilty, aren't we?
Yeah. Maybe that's the nature of man.
I know. This one says, "Hi, I'm Tunde. My wife sent me to buy plantain. I came back with green bananas. She didn't talk to me for 2 days. Is that fair?" Tunde from Manchester. Hi, Tunde. I'd say for Tunde, you're just plain misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because you didn't intentionally buy bananas instead.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted. Mm-hmm. At least you still went out of your way to get it.
Yeah.
So, Tunde, you are another person tonight that's been just plain misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Not
their wifey. Eating. Maybe just give him a picture of plantain next time.
Jerry, you're so funny.
Yeah, so that he doesn't
I hope he won't throw that picture in his face.
Exactly. So that he doesn't go around buying bananas in the name of getting plantains. Bola says, yeah, sometimes you need to teach people a lesson. I do agree. Yeah, Harriet says, yes, it's also about energy that is being given, which is true. Sometimes you just want to return the energy just so that people know that they know not to get away with stuff all the time, because when you keep ignoring, then it becomes a norm. But when you now give them a piece of their own pie, mm-hmm. then that's when they realize that they were being selfish or doing wrong after mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree. I have Shegu here. He says, "I told my babe I don't like Valentine's Day. She agreed. On the day she bought me sneakers, I didn't buy her anything because I already told her that she's that I don't like Valentine's. Now she's calling me heartless. Am I guilty?" Shegu, you are guilty.
Yeah, because it's still a sign of, you know, a show of affection.
Exactly.
So if you're going to end up marrying this lady, you should know, you should be able to balance it. She does not like this, I don't like this, but how do we come together? But
yeah, there has to be a middle ground.
There has to be a middle ground.
And you collected the sneakers and you don't like Valentine's Day. No, Valentine's Day. I don't like Valentine's Day. That's fine. When I offer you a pair of sneakers, say, darling, put it away because I don't like Valentine's Day. Just take it back and buy me a present on my birthday instead. Yeah. And I'll know that really and truly my baby doesn't like Valentine's Day. But it's double standards for you to say you don't like Valentine's Day and you're collecting Valentine's Day gift. Shegu, you are guilty. Okay, we've got Toby. Toby from Manchester says, Oga Shegu, you are wicked. Bola says, you should remain single. Harriet says, guilty Shegu. How can you not like Valentine's? You might as well not like celebrating birthdays. True. Because it can't be.
You can do things for love, you know.
Exactly. Even though you don't like something, like just because you like the person, it should be something that you're willing to make sacrifices for. Like, just say, oh yeah, I love my baby because she loves Valentine's. I can't be bothered about Valentine's, but because she likes it, I'll just get her something. And it might just be a quiet one. You don't need to go out necessarily. But if you're getting a gift from your partner, it doesn't even have to be Valentine's Day to give and receive gifts. But on that day...
Yeah, for me, it's always every day. For instance, the way I do with my partner, I always make sure that I don't tag a particular day for gifting.
Yeah.
It's not just birthdays. It's just not... For instance, he plays a percussion, a talking drum.
Aww.
And one day I just said, okay, it's got two were already bad. One, okay, it's got three, two getting bad, were already bad.
Yes.
And one was okay. So if anything happens to the third one,
he wouldn't
before
have
they
any.
Repairs. And he didn't know. So what I did was ordered all the way from Nigeria.
Oh wow.
It was not even Lagos. It was all the way from Oyo State. So it was cargo to Lagos and it was also cargo to the UK. And then he came back from the office. We opened the door and we started singing. I started drumming.
Oh, random, you know, acts of kindness like that. Yeah.
Love is not celebrated during
on a particular
occasion.
Day,
so,
but
if someone takes a particular occasion to celebrate you,
then
be grateful.
Exactly. And
be
celebrate
grateful,
them on that day as well. Exactly. Harriet said, yeah, that's true, but Long Cho to not let him be. It's typical Long Cho, because you cannot say you don't like something and then like the things that come with it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Okay. So Mr. Shegu, you are guilty. Yeah, that's our
trash.
Verdict. Yes. We have BC from Manchester. BC says, I kept the jollof rice from a Nigerian party in the freezer for myself. My flatmate found it. She warmed it, shared it with her friends. When I saw it, I shouted because my heart melted. Now she says I'm selfish. Who's guilty here? BC, your friend is guilty. How can you take what doesn't belong to you, then go ahead, share it with your friends. That's petty.
I'm not even bothered about who
owns
is the
it.
Original.
Exactly, because
owner of it.
If that food was poisoned, that's how you
so
and your friends.
Mean. That is so wicked.
That, yeah. And I can imagine poor BC not eating. I'm sure she probably didn't have any food at the party, thinking this rice when I get home.
Oh, that is why sometimes my husband would tell me that I love keeping things. If I want to keep it, if I don't want my children to finish some maybe like a particular rice, maybe I've made special fried rice or jollof rice.
Yeah.
So the portion I don't want them to take to say, oh, we're going
to
finish, I'll just keep it right deep,
exactly.
deep down in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'll have to hide it. And he keeps saying, I love hiding things because I don't want to come back and then someone would tell me we finished all.
You know that disappointment.
You know, it was just that on one occasion, he just told them, he said, you are not even thinking about me and your mom.
Exactly. Because people can be selfish. They just eat it and not even think of how you'd feel about it. Bissy, she's as cutie as charred.
Yes.
That's our final verdict. Yeah, you're still listening to Love Stump on Radio Africana. This is how we do every Wednesday. So if it is your first time, you have to make it a habit to join me every Wednesday, 7 8 to 9 p.m. I'm here, and today, luckily enough, I've been blessed with the presence of Faye.
Yeah, I'm riding with my mentor, Jerry. Yeah.
I feel old you say that.
Yeah, you are my mentor.
Okay, I'll take it. I hope you're having fun. We still wanted to share your experience. Tell us the time when you were petty. Tell us one petty thing you've done, whether at the workplace or to your partner, your friend, or even a random stranger, because sometimes you just see people and then you act real petty to them. For me, I would say I used to be petty with kids.
Or on the trams, on the tram point, when you go to the tram station.
Yeah.
The train station.
Yeah, and you see other commuters.
In the bus.
Yeah.
People have been very petty.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think some people just lose their cool. Like, they just bring out all level of pettiness on public transport. That's why a lot of people just get wary of public transport.
Yeah.
Well, me is kids. Like, you know, there's some kids that see you and just eye you for no reason. I'm that adult, that auntie that will pinch them and then I'll make faces and have them cry when their parents are not watching. I'll just make stick out my tongue and then you see them crying. That's my level of petty. I'm pretty sure all my friends listening will be like, oh, now I know why my kids always cry when Jerry's around. Yeah. Okay, we've got Femi says, I proposed to my girlfriend in front of her whole family on a WhatsApp video call. She said yes, but she later told me she expected a ring, not just airtime recharge. Huh? Am I guilty? Wait. Did I read right? You proposed with like a recharge card? For people who are not listening, like top up. Like for people who are listening from the UK, he proposed with top up. So probably, I don't want to mention any network providers, but you know, airtime top up was how he proposed to his girlfriend. Like, hey, would you marry me with this £10 Labara top up? You see that SIM card? Get ready to marry your SIM card, because is she gonna be wearing her SIM card or the top up?
Come on, who does that?
Like,
no flowers.
Because he did it on video. He chose to do it on video. Perhaps her parents lived outside town, so he then decided to do it on video with airtime pop top up. Did you send it to her parents or did you send it to her? Because I'm lost.
Oh my goodness. It's even better you proposed with your mouth alone.
Exactly. Like, I don't know the rationale behind that, Femi, but you are guilty of whatever she said.
Guilty.
You
did.
You
guilty,
are
Femi.
Guilty. And guilty, you might Femi. Be another winner. You're struggling with our anonymous caller. Both of you are at the top right now, as it is.
Yes.
Top of the petty radar. Okay. So we have NG. NG is in Liverpool, she said. We went to Nando's and I asked my date to pick anything.
Trouble.
Picked the whole chicken with two extras and she also had a dessert. I paid but never called again. Guilty or just wise?
Whenever called again, it's just in between, you know. I've had experience
half
of people
half.
Like that.
Yeah.
You take them out and they would tell you, I'll eat and I'll do takeaway.
Yeah.
Which is actually very,
very wrong. Like, I think that's like,
because you don't even know what I've got in my wallet.
I think that's ratchet. Not just like, I think it's just ratchet behavior.
Yes.
Going out and saving.
It's like a gutter behavior.
Yeah. Nah. I agree on that one. So it depends, like a whole chicken though, like, come on, like,
and then you packed
a whole chicken. A whole chicken. You are just being
in
wise.
Between.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Harriet says, she better get ready to get their wedding done in a car. Femi is guilty. Exactly, because if you are proposing via video, then the wedding might just be in the car because you're using airtime to propose. then what would the next move be? Just say, babe, let's go downstairs, and then yeah, this is the wedding. Oh my goodness. Yeah, back to Nando's. Now that was half and half. You were a bit petty not to have reached out again, but yeah, I know that feeling. I don't know if she finished the chicken. Maybe you were mad because she finished the whole chicken. Is that the case? I still had a dessert after having a whole chicken and two sides. Damn, she must have been really hungry. You know, another thing again is some ladies don't eat when they're going out. Mm-hmm. Just so that they enjoy the meal. So I don't know if that was the case with her.
It's good you mentioned some people don't, some ladies don't like, but I love eating before I go out.
Yeah, me too.
It's something that has been part of me.
I'll fuel my belly
when
up.
I get there, I will eat what I can eat.
Exactly.
I eat before going out because I don't want to start looking out for food.
That's it. Because I might go there and not even like the food. Yeah.
You leave your house.
I might not even like the food.
Just for the food.
I might not even like the food. So because I'm a foodie, I think food all the time. So I don't know if I can even stay without eating before going out. I'll be very hungry by the time I get there. I'll be snapping at the person.
Yeah.
So I might as well just fill my belly up before going out. Yeah. So we still have a few more minutes to take some do you know we take calls on the show?
Yeah.
And I like our anonymous caller who went a notch higher by sending a voice note. You know, you can send us voice notes. You can even ring us. Yeah, we take calls on the show. Yeah. The number to call is 0161 222 9960. If you're outside the UK, it's +44 161 222 9960. Would like to hear your voice. Yeah. Okay. This one says, hi, I'm A. I told my man I was going to bed early. Truth is, I stayed up because I went out with my friends. He's secretive and I'm also learning from him. Guilty or misunderstood? You are petty.
Yes, very petty. Two wrongs does not mean.
Yeah, because like if you start that, then both of you will start keeping things from each other. Yeah, you deserve an applause for that, for your pettiness.
You should be open in a relationship.
Yeah.
For instance, for someone like me, I always tell my partner, don't, let me say it the way it is. Don't tell me I should not. For instance, if you ask me for something and I'm saying no, and you want me to say, don't say no, just say maybe or yes. That is not me.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I love to say no.
Because that's who you are.
Like, so I'm going to go out with my friends. I want to say I'm going out with my friends.
Yeah.
And not say I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, because you could say you're sleeping in, right. And that was the last person you spoke with. Mm-hmm. If anything happens, it would come as a rude shock. Mm-hmm. If he gets a call from 999 saying, do you know this person?
Yeah.
They got involved in an accident.
Well, he's in bed. It's happened.
Yeah, it does happen.
It does happen.
Yeah. So, no. Because what other thing would you hide from your partner? You are guilty.
Guilty, yeah.
Okay. So, do we start rounding up our verdicts or do we wait to take more messages? Let us know. You still have 1 minute or two to take more before we give our final verdict.
Many people are guilty. We've got 10 guilty.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Misunderstood, just 3.
Oh gosh, our jail room is gonna be full tonight. Imagine having 10 guilty people. You guys have been so petty, and I happen to be one of you as well, so all of us are getting locked up in that room. Before we reveal our verdict and name the winner for the night, we're going to take a short music break, and whilst you're doing that, we're going to be counting the votes, and the judges are going to reach a final decision. Do not touch that dial, because after this music break, we're going to be revealing who the winner is. And see you soon.
I don't know what it is that you've done to me. But it's caused me to act in such a crazy way. Whatever it is that you do when you do what you're doing, it's a feeling that I want to stay. 'Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the calling cue is you. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control when something takes over me. In a daze, you look so amazing. It's not a phase. I want you to stay with me. By my side, I swallow my pride. Your love is so sweet. It knocks me right off on my feet. Can't explain why your love is making me. Time after time after time, I try to fight it. Keeps on holding on. Resistance is down when you're around. Price fading. In my condition, I don't want to be alone. 'Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind.
Hello, we are back, and I must say the level of pettiness tonight have made me weak, like the song says. Yeah. And we have two strong contenders for tonight. Do you want to reveal who the first contender is?
Mr. Recharge Card.
Yes, Mr. Recharge Card.
What's we give it to you.
That is President General of the Nation.
General Vassier.
Exactly. Of pettiness. Yeah. And the second contender is the voice note we heard from the lady that sold everything on Facebook Marketplace whilst her partner was still in the house.
No.
You are petty.
Yes. Queen of
the
pettiness.
Queen of pettiness. And we are now going to crown the love storm petty person of the year. After so much consideration,
do we roll the drum?
Yep. Drum roll. Yeah. The winner of the love storm petty person award goes to the anonymous voice note listener that sold everything in the house on Facebook Marketplace.
Do you want the guy to sit on the floor?
Exactly. Like, she left him, like, you know when they say you left someone high and dry?
Yeah.
She left high and dry. We doff our hats for you. We say,
I'm standing up for you.
Exactly. This level of pettiness is one of the highest you've ever seen. That being said, like Faye did say earlier, sometimes pettiness is just a sign of immaturity.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and we need to like ask ourselves, why are we really doing this? Yeah. And it also shows that we're selfish when we act a bit petty, especially in some instances like Mr. Valentine's, who collected a pair of sneakers and didn't give anything in return. And also Mr. Proposal that proposed with airtime. I still don't know what you were thinking. I don't know what that stands for, but sometimes
and the boy
that boy is beyond petty. I know. And I liked it as there was an instant consequence for his own action, because she didn't invest in his help because he had already said he didn't want her to be a part of to buy his love over. So sometimes we do act petty because we're being selfish. Mm-hmm. It could be that we don't know sometimes, like in the case of the guy that bought bananas instead of plantain. Yeah, that was just an innocent misunderstanding. So when we are acting petty, I think the first question should be, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. And if there is no justification whatsoever for our actions, stop and think. Ask yourself, if the tables were flipped, how would I feel? But then, if it's a case where you're being bullied, mm-hmm. where somebody has mm-hmm. decided to be petty on purpose, then I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
Give them aura for aura, because sometimes people need to learn your lessons as well.
And sometimes too, you also need to think, because if you're being petty, it could lead to some other things, fight and so many other things that you can, you know, lead into something else that in the end you just say, where did this all, did all this start from?
Exactly.
So,
oh, do you know, I just remembered something. We forgot someone that has trended within the past 48 hours. That is the highest level of pettiness. To you, comfort from the airline drama.
Yes, that was you, almost comfort.
You deserve
the queen of petty. Switch off your phone, put it on play mode. You don't need to watch a film movie at that time. It's just an hour or half an hour flight. And you can go back to whatever you want to do on your phone.
She kept
and see where it ended in the end.
That is the proper winner. And then, she made them change the rules within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, that is the queen of pettiness.
Yes.
And we're not encouraging violence, but we're just saying, for the sake of the show and for the sake of fun, comfort, you are the queen of pettiness. Okay, so if you offer any form of service, or you have goods that you like to advertise, this is the best place to do it. Why wouldn't you advertise with us on the Love Storm on Radio Africana? We've got listeners from all over the globe, and as you've listened tonight, we a lot of them do interact with the show. So just imagine we put in your products and services on the show. Imagine the kind of traction you'll be getting.
And then we'll play the best music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know what to do. If you want to advertise on the show, reach out to us on 0744-881-1570 and say you want to advertise with the Love Storm on Radio Africana, and somebody will be there to take your call and tell you how it works. So, we are going to be saying goodbye, unfortunately.
Oh, it's been fun,
Jerry. Yeah, I had so much fun. Thank you for joining me tonight. We've had a great time as always. And to everyone that's texted in, to everybody listening, I want to say a big thank you, because where would I be without you lot? I'm going to love you again and leave you, but I'm not leaving you for too long. I'm going to be with you. Same time, same station. Radio Africana next week, Wednesday. Stay blessed, and at the same time, keep loving and keep spreading love. Love you to bits. Have a good night. Ciao.
Bye.
From you.
Stop being petty.
Stop being petty. Till we see you again. It's bye.
Never find find another lover more precious than you. More precious than you. The girl you are. Close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. And you are the only one. You're my everything. And for you, the song I sing. You're all I'm thinking of. I pray the Lord above for sending me love. I cherish every hug. I really love you.
Get it on.